Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Tina from Local Splash.
Hey, Tina.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm a little annoyed, but other than that, I'm all right.
Okay. Yeah, what's going on? I saw Alberto's notes, so I know that you signed up with us on Friday to do the automatic post-dated payment today, and then now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on?
So for one, that is too dang expensive. And I kind of need that money to, just for a backup to, because I don't know if my client is going to need more materials or not. And if I have no money, that's an issue.
Oh, I see. So let me put a note here.
I
want to give you some options because you're right. I mean, it is a lot of money if you don't get a return on it. Absolutely. But the beauty of what we do is we put you front and center in a spotlight position that captures where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. And it's never our intention to, you know, have someone spend $249 a month with us and then just break even, because
I paid $298.
Yeah, the $49 setup fee went on the first payment only, but your subscription on an ongoing basis, remember I got that friends and family rate approved for you. So on an ongoing basis, it's just $249. And what I was saying is it's our goal to make sure that every client of ours yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. You know, meaning for every dollar you spend, you yield $10 in return. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because you're already being put where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, you know, where that high revenue is generated. So let me see here. I'm not sure if you recall, but in the terms and conditions and in the voice verification recording that we went over on Friday, you did agree to the non-refundable amount of $298 being automatically charged today. So, and that's just because...
What the hell?
I can send you a copy of the voice recording if you want to hear it, but the reason that we do that is we only work with one company per category per area. So when we set up this post-date for you last Friday, what we did was we blocked off the entire category knowing that we're working with Seegers Construction, right? And so we've already started putting you on directories and beefing up your internet presence, starting that Google verification process. You know, understandably, your client interview is scheduled for a couple of hours from now. But I want to give you an option, Patrick, because you did tell me that you're in the middle of a job and you might need a little bit more money for materials. So one thing I can do is, you know, if you want me to cancel it, I can do it now. But what I'm thinking is, since you already paid $298, I could also push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get Seegers Construction on the first page. That way you get your phone ringing with new clients and you're able to recoup that money, right? So with the extra 2 weeks applied on the back end, you're paid in full all the way till December 1st. Now, keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if come December 1st you don't like it or you don't see a return, no problem. You can call us, and of course, you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, at least you'd get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'd still like my money back because I still have to pay Angie's leads, too. So.
Oh, you use Angeles. You know, we work with a ton of their clients, Patrick, and what some people do is they put the leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so they can allocate some funds to try this program. And what they find is that the revenue they generate by being on Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything they can get off Angie Leads. And pretty soon they're saving a ton of money on their lead fees and they don't even have to buy leads anymore. Because why would you when people are calling you directly? You know what I mean? And the reason that this is so much more profitable is statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you take, you know, Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, you name it, you kind of lump them all into one category combined.
I'm already on Google.
So you're not on the first page, though. See, that's the thing. Anybody can create a Google listing when you have a business. That's free. You don't have to pay anything for it, right? But that Google listing will never bring you a client unless it gets exposure. So what we promise is to absolutely get you optimized on the very first page where that high revenue is generated. And just to let you know, your Google listing, it's not live or verified yet. So I don't know if...
You know what's funny?
Huh?
I look up my company name and it's literally on the first page. Literally.
Well, if you put in your company name, of course you would be. Let's say that you're looking for McDonald's and you type in McDonald's, you're going to find McDonald's, right? But if you type in fast food or hamburger, you're going to find a variety of options. And that's what benefits us because if someone puts in Seeger's Construction, they're going to find you, but they would have to know about you before they did that, right? So the value to what we do is we're going to make it where if someone needs a contractor or a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel or home improvement or various different, searches based on the services that you offer, we're going to optimize you to show up for the keywords. Google calls that a micro moment, putting Seeger's Construction in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. You see what I mean? That's why a program like this is so highly effective. And if it makes you feel any better, Patrick, I want to let you know that over 20 years as a corporation, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. And we have a 97% retention rate with our clients. So there's a reason that, tens of thousands of business owners continue to renew with this program month after month after month. You know, it's not because they have to, because nobody signed a long-term contract. It's because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the hell I put myself into.
Well, I don't see your Google listing verified. When I type in Seeger's Construction for Fruta, Colorado, I see an Angie's List link. I see a Home Advisor link, and they're one in the same, by the way. Angie's bought Home Advisor, so that's the same company. You're on Bizopedia. That's some random directory out there. And that's about it. Oh, there's a Facebook. But I don't see a Google listing for you. So if you created one, it could be that for some reason or another, Google hasn't verified it yet, or maybe it was verified and then they put it in suspension. Who knows what's going on with that? But the nice thing is you can add us as a manager to it, and then we get with our team at Google, and we get it verified and published right away, and then we optimize it to show on the first page. Did you create that one yourself, or did you hire a company in the past that did it? Do you remember?
What? Biz?
The Google page. You said that you have a Google page, but I don't see that it's published as of right now. So do you
remember? Oh, no,
I don't
have a Google page.
I thought you said you had one. I'm so sorry. Okay.
No.
I Yeah, because I thought when we spoke on Friday, you didn't have a Google page, and then I thought you said now you do. Yeah, so you're just saying that if you type in Seegers Construction, you can find yourself on those other directories, right?
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, but keep in mind that was not going to benefit you then, because the only reason someone would type in Seegers Construction is if they already knew you, right? So that's not going to bring you a new client that's looking for your service.
I don't know. I mean, this last client I have, he found me on Google. Like, he searched up construction, and he found me on Angie's List, and that's how he got in contact with me, so...
Right, but you have to understand that Angie's, that's really brilliant what they do. They buy spots in various different areas, and they put, you know, 20 of the best contractors in the area, right? So when people click on it, then what they do is they flip the lead and they sell it to you and a couple of other guys. So they're kind of like a middleman, right? So what this program is designed to do is to have people call you directly. So you cut out the middleman where you don't have to pay per lead. And that's the beauty of it, that it doesn't matter with this program if you take on 5 jobs in a month or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. You know, either way, you're still paying that same flat rate.
Did you already, did you guys already create me a website?
So during the client interview, which is scheduled in a couple of hours, I think we have it for 4 o'clock your time, that's when they're actually going to purchase the domain. So we didn't create the site yet because they don't want to go in there and buy a domain if you're not happy with it, right? Because I know you said that you would prefer us to get a new domain rather than, you know, building it on yours. So obviously.
So that means I would have to pay additional costs.
No, we got the site included for you at no additional cost. Unless you want us to build it on your domain, then we could do that too. You would just give us the credentials to the domain, and then we can build the site on that if you wanted to use your own. But I think from what I remember, it was kind of a strange, it was like brand page / Seegers Construction, something like that. It wasn't just a straight, you know, www.seegersconstruction.com. So, you know, if you want us to get, you know, a simpler domain that goes more in line with your business name based on what's available, you know, they'll definitely grab it for you. But if you're more comfortable in us just using the domain that you have, we can do that too.
I know, like I said, I mean, I'm more chill about it now, but I don't want any more funds taken away from me. I mean, other than like next month or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So everything that we do is always set up on an automatic renewal, but what I did, Patrick, is I gave you that 2 extra weeks for free, which means you're paid in full till December 1st, and what I'll do is I'll send you a reminder email, maybe like a week ahead of time, and just say, hey, Patrick, you know, Local Splash will bill on the 1st. That way you'll get a prompt to call me before that happens, and you won't have to worry about any further charges. That will actually be sent on, let's see.
Well, I really hope this is worth it.
It is worth it. Like I said, we have a 97% retention rate with our clients for a reason. You know, people are renewing with this because it's profitable and it's life-changing for their business. Okay, but I will send you a reminder email on the 25th of November, which is the Monday before your build, just reminding you so that way you can call and cancel, you know, if you wanted to before your build again. But I can tell you that, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and nobody cancels on profit. And I'm confident that you wouldn't either. You know, if this gets your phone ringing and brings you some solid clients and you see a return, I know that you're going to want to continue next month too, right? But, you know, of course, if you decide to cancel, just call us, you know, when you get that reminder email and we'll get it done for you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm putting reminder, Local Splash will renew on 12/1, and I'm setting that up to send to you automatically on the 25th, which is a Monday, And then we're still good to go on the client interview, by the way. They didn't reschedule that or anything yet. So the technician will still be calling you around 4 o'clock. And then they'll pick up where I'm leaving off as far as, you know, getting the site up for you and starting that Google verification process. I don't know if I told you this on Friday or not, but I want to let you know that that email that went out that says pictures needed for Google verification, remember, that's very, very important. Google is going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So in that email, there's like 7 different suggestions of things that you can send over that would be acceptable to Google. So don't stress about sending all 7. If you only have 2 or 3 of the items on that list, that's great. At least get those over to us. That way we'll make sure that that verification process goes smoothly, okay?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, Patrick, I don't know if you realize this, but on our website, this same package sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. So since we got you that special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to go in there and just acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that the pricing never goes up. So did you get that text from us earlier today that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let me check.
Mm-hmm.
Local Splash, welcome. Here is your credentials for your client dashboard.
Okay, so then look at for the one that says Local Splash, your initial invoice. It would be in that email. If you don't have it, I can send it to you again, but I think it probably went out.
I got the terms and conditions.
That's it. So in the terms and conditions, if you click on that link, it'll take you to that page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So all you have to do is scroll to the bottom. There's 2 little boxes that you have to check. One to show that you receive text messages. The second to show that you're authorized on the account. And then after that, you would just plug your name in and hit Confirm Signature. Once that goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about any of that right now because that is already in your welcome email, which is the one you were just reading to me. But if you see that where it's asking you for a username and password, then that's your sign that the signature actually went through.
Okay. That's a weird password.
Yeah, they make up usually some weird ones, and sometimes they're easy to remember, sometimes they're not. But once you log in, you can change the password to whatever you want. That's just a temporary password just to allow you initial access, okay?
Okay.
Yep, and I just looked, and yep, your client interview is still good to go for 4 o'clock today.
We're working on your account.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
2 to 3 business days.
So you saw that username and password prompt already, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That means that you're all good to go on your end. So unless you have any further questions, I did push the billing out for you, and I also sent you the reminder email that will get there a week ahead of time. So if you don't have any further questions, you're all good to go until 4 o'clock when they call you, okay?
4 o'clock my time, right?
Yes, it's 3 o'clock Pacific, which is 4 o'clock Mountain time.
Gotcha.
All right.
Sounds
all
good.
Right. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you. I know you're absolutely going to be thrilled with this, Patrick. So have a very profitable year, and then we'll be talking to you shortly, okay?
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.